Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Progressives in Texas block a voting reform law. COVID cases dropped to the lowest level since the pandemic began. Americans brace for the summer of inflation. Folks in the Big Apple buy guns in record numbers. Also ahead, protecting Joe Biden. But first, Democrats in Texas denying Republicans a final vote on legislation that would tighten election rules. The bill bans 24-hour voting, places restrictions on absentee ballots, and creates panels of supervisors to watch poll workers on Election Day. Governor Abbott says the law is necessary to ensure election integrity. However, critics claim the bill is another example of voter suppression. Democrats believe the rules target liberal strongholds like Houston, making it harder for minorities to cast ballots. Joe Biden calling the legislation, quote, part of an assault on democracy that we've seen far too often this year, and often disproportionately targeting Black and brown Americans, unquote. But a close examination of the proposed law does not support that accusation. New infections of COVID plummeting across the USA, cases down 91% since January, the daily death rate falling to 600, levels not seen since March 2020. Nearly half of Americans fully vaccinated, 6 in 10 have received one dose. Prices rising in all 50 states as the U.S. economy reopens. Hardest hit items include gasoline, groceries. Americans hosting cookouts in June will see record-setting expense for chicken and beef. The price of ground beef up 9% in the last 6 weeks. The number of New Yorkers buying firearms up 120% since January. The FBI running more than 50,000 background checks for the first-time buyers each month. Residents say they need the weapons to protect themselves from violent crime because the criminal justice system has collapsed in New York City. In a moment, it's not just the Secret Service protecting Joe Biden. We'll explain that in a moment.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, protecting President Biden. The Secret Service is supposed to do that, and is, but so is another organization, the media. While researching Al Capone's criminal enterprise in Chicago during Prohibition for my book, Killing the Mob, we came across evidence of bribes paid to newspaper reporters in the Windy City. Capone shrewdly corrupted the local press to portray him as a man of the people, who supported a myriad of charities. In truth, the mobster was a psychopath whose brutal behavior set a template for organized crime to this day. The American press has always had elements of corruption within it. But today, standards of honest reporting have collapsed, not because of bribery, but due to another financial consideration. The national media is owned by a few massive corporations, Disney, Comcast, Viacom, News Corp, and AT&T on the broadcast side. The Sulzberger family and Jeff Bezos control the New York Times and the Washington Post, respectively. A board of largely liberal business people run the Associated Press. During the 4 years that Donald Trump was president, The reportage on him was more than 90% negative, despite a strong economy, the rapid development of a COVID vaccine, and complete energy independence for the USA. It was obvious the fix was in. The coverage constantly spun negative, and some, like the Russian collusion story, was flat-out false. The media corporations in general despised Donald Trump and made serious money doing that. Today, we have a different side to media corruption, the protection of Joe Biden. Because the national press backed him to an absurd degree in the election, they are now in his pocket as he proceeds to run the country. President Biden has quickly become the most liberal president in American history by embracing record federal spending, a divisive racial policy based on equity, and a chaotic immigration strategy that has led to massive suffering and absolute chaos. It's not that the corporate media is behind those things, although some far-left outlets are. It's that they are blacking out factual coverage about the consequences of Mr. Biden's actions. Item: most Americans have seen their energy costs rise by more than 30% since Inauguration Day. Item: violent crime has spiraled out of control in the nation's largest cities. Item: more than 500,000 foreign nationals have encountered federal authorities on the border since Mr. Biden dismantled Mr. Trump's border policy. Item: since the Border Patrol and immigration agents are overwhelmed by the massive influx of migrants, narcotics interdiction has suffered enormously. Last week, the governor of Texas announced there's more fentanyl, a lethal drug, being smuggled into his state than ever before. Of course, the free flow of narcotics enriches organized crime. So let me ask you a simple question. How much reportage have you seen on the above items? Even the border situation, which did get some attention in the beginning, is now being downplayed. And that is a clear and vivid example of corporate corruption. Al Capone would love it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and please check out my new book, Killing the Mob. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 41 years ago today, the world's first 24-hour news network launched from its headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. The channel would have the biggest impact on the information industry until the rise of social media three decades later. CNN had arrived. The idea was driven by Ted Turner, an outspoken businessman dubbed the Mouth of the South. CNN eventually came to be known for covering breaking news around the world, often beating the major networks. The channel gained significant traction with its live content during the Persian Gulf War. The audience exploded as millions of Americans signed up for cable TV during the 1990s. The channel then became a main source of information during national emergencies. But today, CNN's ratings have collapsed. Since the departure of Donald Trump from the White House, CNN's total viewership down a whopping 44%. A recent analysis from the Media Research Center studied 24 hours of CNN content. It found a whopping 40% of all the reporting was still focused on hating Trump. The biggest drop in viewership is now taking place during the channel's primetime lineup. Among viewers between the ages of 25-54, the decline at Cuomo primetime was the worst, with ratings down 55%. Don Lemon also lost half his audience since President Biden's inauguration. CNN's owner, AT&T, apparently wants out, and who can blame them? And here's something else you might not know. The CNN ratings debacle is not taking place exclusively at that network. Americans' trust in traditional media is at an all-time low. A recent poll by the website Axios shows 56% of American voters now say journalists routinely report false stories or mislead their audience on purpose for ideological reasons. And that is what happened at CNN. So, more people now prefer to get their information from alternative sources on social media. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.